Stevie Weeby here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Off the Grid Ryan Part 3 episode. My favorite part of his interview was talking about him getting away and camping out in the Redwoods, as well as shadow people and Scooby-Doo. So thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome, for the third time, my good homeboy, Off the Grid Ryan. Stevie. What's up, man?
How you been?
How you been, man? Hey, cheers for coming through.
Caveman,
it's a crazy
coffee.
Time. Caveman coffee. Let's do it right.
Shout
Is this strong?
Oh, it's good stuff. 200 milligrams of caffeine. Thanks to Tate Fletcher.
Oh my goodness, that's strong tasting.
Good stuff.
How you been, man? How you been holding up during this crazy?
Well, you know, us of that love chaos, we be shining.
Yeah.
Misery
yeah.
loves company, man. So now everyone gets to.
People, I don't like the way it's people are reacting. I don't like what the media is doing to. It's causing them to be extremely paranoid.
The fear factor has risen, hasn't it?
It's risen. This is when I knew it jumped up a level. Okay, so I know we're quarantined. We're not supposed to go. We're supposed to be scared. Don't leave your home. I needed some supplies, brother.
Yeah.
So I went to Ralph's. And we okay there, Ryan?
You went to
Rock
and Roll?
Yeah, I went to Ralph's. No, I went, the one on Sunset. Around 5 p.m. And it was like a movie.
Mm-hmm.
There was a line wrapped around it, and it was like Disneyland. They're in a line to get in. They were like monitoring cats, like, and then they were 6 feet apart from each other. And I'm just like, this is bullshit.
Yeah, how quickly it changed, huh?
Because how quickly, and you know, I want to get into this because obviously we're going to talk conspiracies around this, right? Because I've been doing my own research as well. It's bullshit.
Now, you called me. Do you think people are canceling you because you're Asian?
Ooh.
I'm going to just put it out there. If anyone cancels on Stevie Weeby in the future,
ooh, I don't know.
You better be thinking twice,
buddy. The way they're looking at the Chinese people is a little bit kind of gruesome, huh?
I mean, I stopped shopping at the 99 Ranch Market just out of the pure fact of like that first week. And then a week or two goes by and I'm like, everyone shops everywhere. It doesn't matter. Because, you know, 99 Ranch Market's usually like Asian food.
Yeah.
It got me for the first 2 weeks, dude.
But you snapped out of it, right?
Well, I mean, I'm around babies. Right now I've got two little babies.
Right.
And I got old people in my life. So respectfully, I'm still going by doing the thing. I mean, me and you aren't 6 feet apart, but I asked you ahead of time, are you breathing good?
We'll be good. I've been researching stuff. I've been listening to David Icke and everything, and he's saying that this test, quote unquote test, that you know is looking for corona, testing for corona, is not. There is no test to specifically test for COVID-19. It's for any coronavirus. So that in itself, if it's true, I mean, we're just talking conspiracies or whatever. But if that's true, then all the numbers are all messed up.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's coronaviruses that are like for the common flu type cold. You know, we have And that in itself is kind of freaks me out. And not only that, it's the 5G.
When did it get real for you? When did it get like 100%?
Well, I was, okay, so just a little history. You know, David Icke, people give him slack, you know, because the reptilian thing. But, you know, he's got some real good points. But the dude that I've been looking up is Jordan Maxwell.
Oh, yeah.
So Jordan Maxwell, this guy, he's a very knowledgeable man. He breaks down where words come from, the makeup of just this life, and he breaks down the word corona. And so I'm like listening. If you look up Jordan Maxwell coronavirus, he breaks down the word corona. It comes from the sun, and I kind of talked about it on Tiger Belly, but not. I'm about to go more in depth. Is like the rays from the sun, and if it signifies like a coming of a new dawn. New World Order, the coat of arms, the Russian, the Soviet flag has that. You see these symbols everywhere. The sun. I mean, I don't want to get into religion, but the sun. It's not the sun, Jesus. It's the sun.
S-O-N.
The Bible is it's basically breaking down metaphorically astronomy.
Oh yeah.
12 apostles. Oh, that's ironic. There's 12. There's 12 months in a year, and it's breaking. Even the Final Supper, it's ironic. They're breaking down three disciples, three. You know what I mean? The Bible's metaphorical. It's talking about the star. It's
yeah, it's astronomy, encoded, dude. Completely.
I noticed this too. Even at next time you go to church, like even a lot of the symbols in church or like the way Jesus is depicted, you'll see a sun. You'll see a sun behind. It's the sun.
I think you would like work. Have you ever heard Mark Passio?
No, send me some links, though.
So. You ever notice how it's called like the triptych is what he talks about. It's temples and religious institutions and even some different modern temples like banking institutions have three doorways. It's like a smaller ones on the side and a bigger one in the center.
Yeah.
And it represents like male, female, and the Godhead.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
as we know, there's like triangles. Triangles always give you like a Father, Son, Holy Spirit, male, feminine, and then
there's something in that. That symbol, even the AA. You know, I mean, we're both sober, but you know, there's that signifies something. That means something.
Yeah, that's it's a pagan symbol to ward off evil, and so it's the three points which bring in a structure, and the outside is the unity.
Right, as we know, right. So do you think that they're doing a major move on all of us, you know, and they're not looking for our best interest. They're basically from what I'm researching, it's kind of like that's a scapegoat. That's just to catch us off guard, right? But guess what? During all this, they're putting up 5G everywhere and people don't know what's 5G going to do. We're what? Our makeup's electromagnetic, right? On carpet, you notice when you're a kid, you're afraid to touch the knob. Psh, you know, we have that makeup within our bodies, right?
Yeah.
What do you think 5G is going to do?
See, so they use that word. People throw that phrase around 5G, 5G.
Yeah.
So it's important to know the science of it. So here's the science.
Yeah, yeah. That's why
the
you're
width
here.
Of... Okay, AM stations, you're way out in you know, the desert, and you can pick up AM radio.
Yeah.
Because AM radio are wavelengths that are 1,000 feet tall.
Right, right.
So they can go over mountains. They can go over buildings.
Yeah.
That's AM. FM is 100 feet tall.
Yeah.
That's why you lose it when you go out in the desert.
Right.
Well, 5G is the fifth generation of cell phones. That's what 5G stands for. But more importantly, what the width of its movement is 5 millimeters. It's the width of a nickel.
Okay. Okay.
So now think about this. You have these big waves of just making it to you.
What's that going to do to us?
Something the width of a nickel is able to disrupt your DNA. It actually separates, and it's been proven. So like everyone wants to talk about this can spread the virus. I don't know about all that, about that stuff. You know, it is what it is. But the end of it all is that it can disrupt your DNA. And the importance of your DNA not being disrupted, more importantly, fetal cognitive pregnant women, they're more susceptible. In Asian countries, China mainly, but Japan and Korea as well, they don't even let pregnant women come into the hospital. They meet you out on the curb and they put the lead vest on you. Because they know when you go into a hospital, you're awash in Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, all these different signals. Yeah. And they're bombarding and hitting the fetal tissue.
See, that's intense, man. Yeah.
Like I was saying, so Sam Tripoli just had twins, right? He had two daughters.
Yeah, shout out to Sam. Yeah, and you know, I see him once in a while when I go to this comedy store, but
when it's still and so I've been helping out and been doing some Manny work, you know, been hanging
for tinfoil.
With Sam.
With his kids.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
so, okay.
And I was telling him, I was like, dude, look at how soft, because it's the fontanelle is what the top soft part of the baby's skull is.
Yeah.
I was like, look how soft that is. I was like, that right there, we could, if we wanted to, could push our finger through into the skull. Imagine the everything that little brain is getting washed in. There was no Bluetooth signals when we were kids. There's no Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
And so, like, I'm not trying to freak out Sam, because that's the last thing he needs to be, is freaked out. But I'm like, that right there, that phone in your hand, it's proven science. It's MWR. It's microwave radiation. You're supposed to hold these things 20 inches from your head, which is 7 inches. You're supposed to look at screens 7 inches. Who does that? No one.
Yeah,
does
that's
that,
crazy.
Right?
I mean, that in itself is like, because I'm hearing about how like 5G is gonna, you know, disrupt. It's possibly gonna make us sterile. It's gonna mess with our DNA. It's gonna do all kinds of things that aren't good. But then, what do you think the conduit of that is? You just pointed it out. It's this thing.
I know.
Right. And then not only that, it's the hertz. It could produce 60 hertz. I mean, what could that do to our breathing, right? It could definitely make it hard for humans to breathe oxygen. You know what I'm saying? So
when everyone, like, it's so easy to hear these things and then just to YouTube video these things and freak yourself out, right?
Right. So, you know, I've been kind of trying to balance that. I just know that I'm not going to be tuning into CNN or BBC, any of that. I'm going to go outside those sources, because I know that they're connected to the ones that are trying to keep us.
The six major corporations that give us all our media.
Exactly.
Well, and so what I tend to do, and it sounds counterproductive for intelligence community purposes, but I type in stuff I want to know into either the CIA's website, full on go to CIA.gov, or I go to DARPA.mil. DARPA is, as we know.
Yeah, like, you've mentioned them before,
So I type some stuff into that, you know, boom. And what comes up is an old project, because they put all the projects that they have funded
for.
It's called Radio Bio.
Oh, you looked that up?
Yeah, so remember, a couple years ago, there's these Cuban people, they're in the embassy in Cuba, and they were talking about getting sick. They're Americans that were in the Cuban embassy, and they were getting...
Right.
And so we come to find out is what they were doing is they were... they're low frequency as opposed to like high frequency. They're like hitting them with the frequency that makes you feel nauseous. And so these people are constantly talking about being nauseous and having headaches and whatnot. So what Radio Bio, this little device or this project, is to make it so that soldiers can communicate with each other without talking on the battlefield. So you wear a headband, and you go ahead, and through training, you learn how to do the simple commands. And now me and you can straight talk to each other.
Telepathy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So let's put this forward. Now, 5G, in order for 5G to work, it needs to be every, like, I think it's something like 500 to 1,000 feet. That's why you need these things. And they've paid for something like 300,000 towers to be retrofitted across the United States.
Yeah.
Right. Well, the UK company that was retrofitted all their 5G networks was what's that Chinese company? Huawei.
Okay. Yeah.
The one that was just recently busted for being like spyware.
Right.
So here we have the people that built the infrastructure for the UK. That's why they're burning them down. You hear about that? That they burned down one of those towers?
No.
So they're freaked out that this infrastructure has been built by a foreign. By a foreign entity that doesn't have their same, you know,
our best interest for us, right?
Yeah. The UK is trying to figure out what to do, because they basically gave these guys the ability to lay out their network. So we'll see how they handle it, because the UK is so much smaller than the United States.
Yeah, I have so many concerns as far as just like, it's your classic like create a problem. Mm-hmm. Reaction, and then give us the solution, right? Like, and what do you think that's going to be? It's going to be that universal vaccine that they're going to push on people, And no, I ain't having that. I ain't going to inject my, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I think the law when, it, so there's like, they do laws and bills that they piggyback on each other. Yeah. Well, in California.
I know Bill Gates is involved somehow. Gates is involved. I don't know.
You can go one way.
Yeah, right. But I'm not, definitely not getting, they're going to push, I think this is my hypothesis. They're going to eventually push this on us, this vaccine. You got to, you know, and then they, if you want to fly, if you want to travel, you're going to have the vaccine. And they're going to limit the things that people could do if they don't get it. They're going to be like, well, you don't have vaccine. You can't travel. You can't fly.
Would you get it?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't know what I'm going to be injecting in my body. I don't care.
But like best case scenario, it makes you sterile, right?
That's the best. Yeah, that's the best case scenario.
So like they just gave us free. If at the end of the day,
I don't know, man. I just, because this is another concern I have is because, okay, once we have that, because according to Ike and Maxwell and all these people, is that what that's going to have maybe nanite technology in it to complement the 5G to control us even more, you know? So what if that's the case, then we're all going to become zombies. I don't know, you know?
Yeah. You heard the term black pill?
Isn't that from the incel kind of?
They
I've heard that the red
it
pill
has
the
been
pill.
Very much attributed to the incel movement.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we know blue pill is like the normal people, right?
That right,
like
right, right.
Just continue.
They just
their
work
their.
Life, they
right?
just live their normal lives, get a pension, they send their kids to college, mm-hmm. and then yeah.
And then there's those that take the red pill, as they call it, and then they continue falling down the well. Well, eventually, you can become black-pilled from taking too many red pills.
So what does that even mean? What is a black pill?
Remember in The Big Lebowski? Remember the nihilist?
Oh, the nihilist.
So the last time I did your show was July, right?
Yeah.
The world has changed. Our lives
great,
have changed.
A great deal.
In 9 months, in
the amount
of time
deal.
A baby could have.
Like that.
I've been coming to terms with the fact that I through the fact of for 20 years trying to understand, if you will, how the hidden world works, you know?
Yeah.
Occult,
esoteric. The occult, yeah.
That through that, I've eaten so many goddamn red pills that I believe in nothing. And I've said this to Sam, like me and him joke about it. And he's like, you believe in nothing, Lebowski?
Yeah.
To the point where it's like, I got a nephew, 6 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's as close to in the game as I have. Like mm-hmm. right now, me and you walk outside and a meteor hits, you know, and we get taken out.
That's cool. I'll be okay
yeah,
with that.
We'll be okay.
I'm okay with it.
But we got nothing in the game, right? Me and you got no kids, right?
No. Well, so I got a girlfriend.
Yeah. But it's so easy when you have nothing to, quote unquote, get up in the morning to actually make you have to be accountable to live for.
Right. And kids are a great factor to that.
And so
yeah.
then, you know, I mean... It's
when
something
did this happen? Because you weren't like this last time I talked to you, man.
It's something I've been coming to terms with. It was like, at a certain point in time, how much knowledge is enough, you know?
Like, so all this stuff about, like, even other alien life forms, reptilians,
oh, no, I'm fascinated.
Andromedans, Lyrians,
oh, I'm fascinated.
Antarctica,
all
alien life in Antarctica, all that stuff, hidden occult symbols, like the symbols and
yeah, no,
the Illuminati that you're... It's just too much, right? I mean,
it's the geopolitics, modern geopolitics,
right.
to where anything having to do with left, right, that blue,
I'm
red,
I'm not concerned
you know what
about
I mean?
That. I'm concerned about
it's
what's
like
behind
a,
that.
It's like at the end of the day, so people like to use the word anarchy, right? Then
yeah.
no one really knows where anarchy truly comes from. Like, there's a woman named Emma Goldman.
Yeah.
She's around in like the late 1800s. Mm-hmm, and she has mm-hmm. these awesome quotes where it's like, if there's no dancing in the revolution, I want no part of it.
Right.
And that's the way I've always like felt. Why it's like I have a lightheartedness to me where it's like, yeah, of course the Illuminati run everything. But the only free place is in here. This is what they teach you in 1984. Right inside of the walls
right,
of our
right,
skull
right.
and our hearts. Me and you, we yeah. bear our soul. Dude, so many dudes aren't able to do what we do, but we've gone through talk therapy, right?
Well, and I've had my own personal therapy just on like just through abuse of, you know, just alcohol, just dealing with my alcoholism as well and
yeah.
talking through past trauma. It's helped, but I think what you're saying is all this other stuff that we have no control over, right? Even if there's reptilians at night that kind of feast off my energy or whatever, and I can't see them, they're shape-shifting or, the worst case scenario, right? I mean, what could I, you know, like you just did that VR thing and then you just, I mean, like if I had like, you know, they live like Rowdy Piper glasses where, okay, there they are. I mean, I don't know where I could get a pair of those, man. Yeah. You know? So what you're saying is like, there's not much.
Well, I
we
think
could do
for me, what it's like, where you put your attention.
Yeah.
Then it will, it's like, if you stare into the void, it will eventually stare back, you know?
Right, right,
and
right,
so
right.
Like, for me, it's like, the place where I draw the line is like shadow people and stuff.
Wait,
like,
define. Hold up. I like that's interesting.
You ever like looked into shadow people?
Well, that's funny you said. The only thing reminiscent of that is, you know, my dad passed obviously in last August, and when he was in the hospice, my mom and my brother went back home, but this hospice was 24-hour. You could go whenever, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna take a shower. And come back and chill with Pops.
Yeah.
So, you know, I got some stuff, got my phone charger, and keep in mind the whole week he was catatonic. He didn't even open his eyes. But 2-3 in the morning, I was watching Rocky 2, and then out of nowhere he opened his eyes, and I don't know if it was a shadow person, but so there was that. He might have seen something up on the ceiling. But then years before that, when we thought he was going to pass, we went to visit him in just the normal hospital, and we thought he was going to go then. And my brother asked him, because my dad kept, and this is when he was aware and he was conscious, but he kept like going, you know, like to the bathroom to his left, and we were kind of tripping on that. And then he went, you know, and when my brother was kind of like finding more information, he said he saw a shadow dude with like a top hat in a suit. So continue. I mean, that's just my experience just dealing with my dad's mortality and what he went through. But go ahead, define it even more.
Because like, so for me, like I've been looking into more and more of that, because that's one of those things where, I mean, like people that do a lot of stimulants, they stay awake. They
well,
talk
like
about
like meth.
They talk
yeah,
about
yeah,
seeing
yeah.
them out of the corner of their eyes.
I know,
right?
They've dealt with their own seeing, you know, their own demons or whatever.
And so, like, so about 2 months ago, I've been going up to the Redwoods a lot. Like,
yeah, I like that. Dude, I wasn't knocking you. I'm like, okay, Ryan's getting away, and he's, you know,
I go like solo camping,
resetting.
Dude.
I like that. I knew you were doing something like that. It was either he's in a cabin somewhere, he's in a tent somewhere, or he's just getting out of Dodge. I like that. I wasn't judging you. I'm like, I wish I could do that right now.
Yeah, and believe me, I have plans for us to do that, but.
Oh, you got some supplies and extra tent gear?
Dude, yeah, dude. Okay. I'm an Eagle Scout. Yeah, we got to do this.
I hear you. I'm ready. I got some stuff in the closet.
I got a spot. I don't even want to tell you. We'll tell people it's at 600 miles north of here.
Okay. You already got a spot,
so? Oh, yeah, dude. It's so I met a dude out there, and sidetrack. He's like.
I want to get back to the shadow people, though. Okay.
So this place, though, there's zebras out there.
Mm-hmm.
Out in the Redwoods, there's people that are trying to bring zebras.
Where
back
is
to
the
North
Redwoods
America.
Located? For those, as far as people don't know about the
it's
geography,
about 3 hours north.
Is it northeast?
Northwest. So three hours
northwest?
North of like San Francisco.
Okay.
And then all the way up to Oregon.
So is that near Modesto, Sacramento, and
way above? So
above
like,
that.
Yeah. So you go across the bay.
Okay, gotcha.
But yeah, so like I'm listening to all these like weird little podcasts on the way out there, and it's
you're
what
solo?
Solo tripping.
So when did you decide to do this?
About the first time I went was about 4 months ago, and then it was just discovering it. I went all the way to the Oregon, and actually I did a past life regression.
Damn, you went in like that.
Yeah,
huh?
Dude, it was, and like I don't ever never gonna really talk about what I went through, but it was definitely
how'd you tap in like that? Like,
so I know someone, her name's Sherry. And I met her through because of Tinfoil Hat, and just because of the way the universe is.
I want to get a reading too.
Yeah, she's a sensitive, and
she's telepathic, or
she's more or less like a person that kind of has her foot in both worlds, if you know what I mean.
That's crazy.
And she's been trained through people that have also know the ancient techniques and all that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
It sounds
is there crystals involved?
There is.
Okay, keep going.
So it sounds hippy dippy,
yeah,
but
no,
I mean
no,
you
it's
got,
all
it's
good.
Like anything. You got to give yourself over to it. It's like that VR, man.
Yeah, yeah.
If I was
yeah.
in there for 7 hours, I wouldn't know the difference.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm like listening to all this stuff about shadow people, and then I realize I'm about to go into the forest for like a week by myself. I should probably stop listening to this stuff because it's in my head.
Oh, what do you mean, like Bigfoot and stuff?
Well, to me, like if Bigfoot wants
a piece
of me,
I'll be scared of aliens. Yes. You know, because like when you're out there, you hear those stories. You've heard those stories of like in those remote places.
And I'm going to like these missing 411 spots too.
Oh,
like,
so I was purposely going. Little graves are there out there, and there are saucers that might pay you a visit.
I'm telling you, man, I can't wait. I got an idea. Like, hopefully, we can get traveling here soon. But man,
I'm down. Now just tell me when. Let me just get the right. I need some right, better camping gear. Okay. I need to get the proper sleeping bag and a tent, and I think I'll be good.
Well, I kind of like talked about it a little bit last time when we were on it, and so my idea is
to go to those spots.
So my idea is for me and you to do a special short run podcast that we vlog us traveling across the 37th parallel of the United States.
Where is that located?
So the 37th parallel goes from Santa Cruz directly across the United States and ends in South Carolina. And it's
all the way across?
It's the 37th parallel. And what it is, it's considered the paranormal highway. It has the most amount of sightings, most amount of abductions, ghosts, all sorts of fucking weird shit. And then it goes directly through. I believe it goes right outside Roswell. It goes right outside Area 51. All these spots. There's been books written about it. That's paranormal crazy. Highway.
You want to do this, man?
Big time. So check it.
All right. I got to stop drinking this nitro, man. You're getting me kind of paranoid.
Where's your phone? Because I sent you an image to your phone. Oh, okay.
Yeah, no worries.
So check it.
Long will this stay? Where will we sleep? Where will we sleep? And
so the idea is, so we got to go ahead and... And
we can't do that now. Everything's on lockdown, so brother.
As soon as it opens up, as soon as it's safe to travel state
I got
to
you
state,
gas. I got you gas, then, too. I got
so
you gas.
So what would be awesome money. Is we're going to all these different spots. Believe me, we're going to be like Scooby-Doo and Shaggy. Or we're going to be like
dude,
Scooby-Doo
so
and Scrappy-Doo.
Dude, it's so crazy you brought up Scooby-Doo because I just watched Scooby-Doo season 2 starting from episode 22.
The OG ones?
No. This is the mystery. This is the stuff on Netflix. Okay. It's on Netflix. They, dude, Scooby-Doo, they are in the know. They're talking about Anunnaki. They're talking about all kinds of stuff, like these parallel universes, the multiverse. Dude, in Scooby-Doo. So I'm telling you, I watched it all week. My girl told me about it. She's like, babe, oh my God, you'll never believe Scooby-Doo. I'm like, Scooby-Doo? Yeah, like the one on Netflix. I'm telling you, they're talking about reptilians, Anunnaki, them being trapped in this multiverse, and how it's crazy, dude. So definitely check out Scooby-Doo season 2. I think starting from episode 22 on, and it covers all that. Even Mandela effect, you know, like in Back to the Future, like they go back, they defeat like the Anunnaki or like the main god in that world, and then they get the chalice, they come back, and then the real time world is like altered because they did all that. And
damn.
I'm telling you, Scooby-Doo, they know whoever the writers are, they know some
they're
real
in on it?
Shit, real yeah.
I've been
Scooby-Doo, a cartoon for kids. And I'm thinking, I'm watching this, and I'm like, I'm thinking, okay, this is for kids? And they're revealing, you know what I'm saying? They're revealing all this real shit. So continue. I can't believe you brought up Scooby-Doo.
So you know how it's all the new craze now that guys are teaming up, right?
Yeah.
All these guys are teaming up for pods. Well, dude. Me and you are the original Ginger and Kimchi. And I know that your adorable brother and that tall glass of water got their little things.
Yeah.
They might be bad friends, but me and you are special buddies.
Oh, I know, dude. We're linked on a...
So special buddies is this...
I'm down for that.
If you see this
show
right
here... Show the camera real quick. Show the camera what's up.
I don't know if you can see that right there. So what you see here, this image was done by the homie Ed Gentle. All right? Ed's,
oh, he knows about... Our friendship and everything. Obviously.
Here you go, dude. I got little gifts for you here
okay.
too.
Can we plug? These are gifts.
So Ed Gentle. Okay. If you go to Ed Gentle on Instagram, this dude is a freelance artist. He's designed many different.
This is dope.
He's worked for the Improv.
Reminds me of the 80s.
Theo. He's done all sorts of work, right?
That's so 80s, right?
That's
there.
Ed,
yeah.
And that's Eddie. So check it out.
Ed Gentle.
Beyond all that, dude, I had to bring
Eddie
some
Gentle.
Sauce. So my homie has a barbecue sauce company in Arizona.
I'm down with the barbecue. Let me see what's up.
Saucy Luke's, right?
You know what? I'm going to use this mullet sauce tonight, friend.
You're damn right, dude.
I'm going to use it tonight. So I'm going to use this. Can I, and then I use the... Oh, you got a squirter, too?
We got rubs.
Oh,
check
damn.
Check it out, dude. Read them off with
Saucy Luke's.
There. And I'll give you... See, dude? It's all
okay.
About, love you, dog.
Oh, he's got seasoning?
Straight out of Arizona,
he's
man.
He's got rib rub?
Yeah, dude.
So I could put this on my barbecue?
You know it.
Texas Hold'em? Exactly. So shout out to Saucy Luke's.
Yeah, dude. In this time of the apocalypse, man, you need a little flavor. Yeah, so go to saucylukes.com.
Okay.
All right. That was all a little mid-break right there.
All right.
So, yeah, dude, I'm telling you, me and you, I've always vibed with you, Steve, and I fucking have been trying to get you to come out to Malibu because I've been hiking a lot in Topanga Canyon.
Wait, currently?
Currently, because guess what? Ain't nobody out there. There's no one on the trails now. No one's at all. Everyone's listening, which is good, right?
Yeah.
Which is means that you got to take the chance every once in a while.
I'm not afraid to leave.
Yeah, you know, so.
I'll leave.
I'm not afraid. I'm not out and about. I hardly ever go anywhere besides, and I'm washing my hands like a mofo. Yeah, I don't want people to think that we're being irresponsible. We're not taking it seriously.
Dude, I got gloves. I got masks. I'm doing it. I shower all the time. I wash all the time. I want to eventually get back to shadow people, okay. though. Yeah, because that really caught my
attention. So I'm thinking about that, right?
And
I'm way, way, way. I'll give you the area, but not the exact camping spot. I'm in an area called the King's Range, all right? And this is the Bureau of Land.
How'd you find out these locations? I didn't mean to cut you off.
It's like I like to look on Google Maps and walk along the coast until I eventually see like some sign of that there's a camping. So I just cruised, kept on looking all day.
What'd you pack in your cart? Like, what'd you bring?
So like I have this specialty like little meal I make that I eat for a couple days straight, which is brown rice, tofu, mushrooms, broccoli, some asparagus.
You got a cooler with you?
Yeah, I have a Yeti cooler.
Okay, that's what's up. What's it, define a Yeti cooler. What is that?
And it keeps your stuff cold for like a week, dude. I'm telling you, it's like this thick ass.
It's not ice based, right? I mean, it must be the material inside the cooler.
Yeah, it's that one. It's the company that Rogan made famous from Yeti.
Yeah, yeah.
And man, this shit is super thick plastic. But dude.
And it keeps your. Everything cool.
Everything cool. And since, you know, I'm veggie, I just eat a lot of vegetarian food, shit like that. No meat that's going to attract bears. Cause
what about the stuff, the propane stove? How do you cook this stuff?
So, like, I usually just plug in I have, like, a little power inverter that then I hook up a speed boiler. Boil water.
Oh, damn.
So, in
there
the morning, I'm making pour-over coffees, oatmeal, and then evening, I'm making soup or just...
All right, right, right. Continue on this. Like, this is interesting, man. I'm like...
So,
trying,
I'm in my mind, I'm like...
Right now.
I'm, like, out there, and I'm just, like, purposely trying to wake up around 3 in the morning. Like, I set my alarm so that's when the moon's gone down, I can see all the stars.
Are you scared? Don't you have like a machete or like just in case, like a knife or something?
I mean, dude, if anything dangerous was going to happen, it was good when I was drugging, you know?
So right,
I
should have
died
now
in like a drug
stone
house.
Cold so sober
like,
now, yeah.
So I don't, if it's a bear or a Bigfoot, then fuck it, you know? Then
yeah,
it is
just
what
go
it
out
is.
Like the grizzly man, you know? It's all
but,
good.
But so I'm out there and I'm like walking around and no one, I'm at this campsite that has 13 spots and there's only one dude way at the entry, right? So I knew there's only one guy there.
Do you have to pay for your designated spot?
So
because a lot of these camping grounds are like that. You pre-order or reserve your spot.
Yeah, Bureau of Land Management is like $8 a night.
Okay, that's cool.
That's fucking dope, right?
$8. Okay, that's all right.
And there's supposed to be 9 million acres.
And then describe what that entails. You get a parking spot and you're designated for... I'm just talking out my ass right now, but like, because we just went to Joshua Tree and we checked out their camping.
I've never been there, dude.
Yeah, so there's a beautiful destination there. I forgot the name of it, but then if we were looking that these things are numbered and then I'm like, oh, you have to reserve the spot, but then it comes with your parking spot. It comes with a little area to put your tent in and like a grill, you know, to barbecue or whatever. But continue.
Did you camp in the tent or did you
No. We got an Airbnb. We were just kind of scouting it out. Like we had a day to just do, you know, to do whatever, to just adventure around to see what's around there. But we're like, next time we'll do that. Babe.
I think it'd be fun, dude. We can do
that's
a little.
That's why I told my girl. I'm
little
like, babe,
man
we'll
skills.
Yeah. But continue. So you got the spot for $8 a night and continue.
I'm just there. And so I'm like 3 a.m. just looking at the stars. And I have this little app that like can tell you what every star is and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I just kind of, I feel that like I'm being watched. And I'm like, oh, that's weird. That's like a weird feeling to feel, you know? And so like I'm.
Well, why'd you feel that way?
It just, there's like a term that I think it's like the morphogenetic field. People know when you're staring at the back of their head. Like they've done studies.
Oh man.
To where we literally, we interact, right? So like, I feel like something's looking at me and I'm just.
This is dark.
Yeah. And I'm, and it's like, it was like that VR. Everything in me was saying, don't turn. And I like turn. And I look, right? And out in the corner of my eye, it keeps on moving. Like just.
What's it?
Just like a long, slendery looking, shadowy thing that I can tell is not a tree and it's not a person-ish because the way it's moving is like floating, right?
Oh, dude.
And so now I'm all by myself, 3 a.m.
Slender Man.
And I'm like, oh, dude, I will listen to too many of those things on the way out here. And so I started doing the serenity prayer.
That's how scared you were?
I got down on my knees and just serenity prayered it out,
That's how scared you were.
Yeah. And then in the morning, I'm like, huh, I was scared. But at the moment in time, dude.
Oh. So that's when, you know what? I wish you had a dog with you.
Yeah, I wish I had a dog in general,
you know what I'm
bro.
Saying? Yeah, I mean, that's when a good, you know,
maybe I wouldn't be black-pilled if I had a dog,
you know what
dude?
I'm saying? Like, you bring your dog. So what did it look like? It looked like, did it have a hat? Like, it just looked like a ghoulish?
That's funny that you said it, because I didn't ever heard any of that stuff until I started, and then I got back down into civilization. I was, like, hanging at a coffee shop, and I was looking up, like, that area and whatnot. And so that area, the Wallaki Indians, they used to be the keeper of the lands there is what they called it.
That was a specific tribe, mm-hmm. the Wallaki Indians.
Yeah. And so like, that's what, and so my mind, and so then I was like, do I continue to research this or am I going to ruin this campsite? So I never come back. So like, it's one of those things where.
Did you go in your tent after that?
I just kind of sat there for a while and went and just tried to.
Do you have a fire?
No fire. No. But it definitely made me like want to. There's a few times I want to have a gun, but you're like, what are you gonna do? Shoot a fucking shadow man? That shit don't work.
No. Oh. So tell me about your other day. So you made it through that horrific night. So what did you do with the rest of your time?
So then I continue traveling up north, right? And the oldest redwood grove, and it's the only free-forming river in California, is way up at Jebediah Smith Redwoods, all right? And it's an ancient fucking forest. Like, redwoods feel big enough, but this one is so old, and it's really, it's close to the Oregon border.
Yeah.
And that's where, like, my friend Sherry, that's where I went up and did a past life regression.
And we're going back to this.
Yeah, so that's okay. So the whole thing was, she's open to, because like, you know, if you're ever interested in trying something like
I'm
that.
I'm down. So I'm thinking, where's she located?
She's way up in Oregon.
Okay, she's in Oregon.
Way up, but it's fucking beautiful.
So she physically met you halfway?
No, like, the weird, wonderful thing about podcasting is you never know who's listening to you, right?
And I have no idea. I mean, my brother, this tripped me up. My brother told me that Howie Mandel knew about the Steve Wiebe show, and that freaked me out. I'm like, how? Why? Howie Mandel? So that just go back. That goes back. Like, you never know who's tuning in.
She works. She's a respiratory therapist in the ER.
Keep going. Okay.
So she deals with people that they were talking about infants that are having complications during birth. We're talking about people. So she deals with people at the end of their life, beginning of their life, tragically cut life short, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she's a person that deals with a lot more than me and you could handle. At least I know I can't handle that shit, right?
It's gnarly, yeah.
And she had a hard case. There was a girl that came in. She was going septic, right?
Define septic and how
septic
old was
is
this
like,
girl?
She was in her 20s, and the thing is, she reminded someone in Sherry's life that she hadn't seen in a long time, right? And then out of nowhere, she's thinking about her. And then this girl comes in, looks a lot like her. And it's like just the way your mind goes. You're like, oh, fuck, this could be them.
Well, the patient looked like her, Sherry?
It looked like her friend, the person that she had been, her mind was thinking about, right? And then, bam, in comes this girl. It looks just like this girl that she's been thinking about. I've been wondering where she's been, you know? And this girl is a... either a drug user or something to where intravenously now she's going septic. Her body is like dumping toxins. And Sherry goes out of her way to get a hold of like last akin so they can see her off. And then she passes, right?
That's what happened to my father too.
Right.
They stopped feeding him and he was just releasing all the urine and just
And so she's going, then she has her break and she goes into her break room. She's just watched someone leave their life, you know, and she's a person that really, really much likes Linda Moulton Howe. That's funny that I saw your book.
Oh, Linda Moulton Howe, that's the woman right there. That's just straight knowledge.
So she must always watch, she watches YouTube videos.
How did she find out, how did she hear about Linda Moulton Howe?
Well, she's like a sensitive type person.
Okay, gotcha,
she's
gotcha.
Crystals
yeah,
and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, you know, YouTube will suggest a video for you. So the next video it suggested was a tinfoil hat. And she just started, and then in that episode, whatever it was me being the cheesy me, being all vulnerable and sensitive and all that stuff, right? That, then she goes the next day and calls her son and is like, hey, I think you would like this podcast. He's like, I already listened to it. And so Sherry and Tiger, who now are like family to me, they end up listening to Tinfoil together. They bonded, kind of brought them closer. Then I meet them at the Cobbs comedy show. And I've been like communicating.
She reached out to you?
Yeah, like Tiger reached out. And he's like, dude, that's my mom over there. And in my mind, I'm like, this is crazy, right? And he kept on saying, you and my mom have a lot in common. You should talk to my mom. Like, he kept on with saying that. Then a year goes by. A whole year goes by. And I'm going through all the shit that I've been going through.
Yeah.
And so finally, I was like, hey, give me your mom's number. And I talked to Sherry for hours.
Yeah.
And it was like I was talking to an aunt, man. Like, it was something where...
some kind of bond.
Yeah, dude. So as cheesy as we might think that ain't nobody on the other end of this thing, dude, they are.
It's beyond me. I have no idea. I'm kind of oblivious to all that.
I know.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's why
it kind of scares me away. Because I don't know.
The power of words, man. The power of being vulnerable, about being open. I mean, there's enough funny podcasts out there.
Yeah.
It's okay to be heartfelt from time to time and be real as fuck.
I'd rather
have
a weird one than a funny one.
Yeah, and I knew. I was walking up here, I'm like, dang, Ryan, do you know Steve's pods are usually fun because there's like humorous people on and in comes...
I like a balance.
Yeah, dude.
I want the serious one, but I want like... I love having you on because it's like we could get, it's fun, but then we could get kind of real too and talk about like off topics and stuff that I normally don't talk about. I'm usually like, so when's your album out or when's your next show? Okay, everybody go to Austin, May 11th to the 18th. How much are tickets? You know, it's like just the same thing over. But with this, we could talk about 5G and reptilians. And I love it, you know, because that's who I am. I don't see the Steve Wiebe show. The whole makeup of it is, interview not just one type of person. Just get like the whole vast array of people and see how many interesting people are out there and what they're about. Right. Or else I would want to do like something similar to Tinfoil Hat, you know, but that's what I'm about. Like when I'm off, when these cameras are off, you best believe I'm like looking up weird videos and reading weird things.
Well, hell yeah, dude. That's why I think let's link up, man. Like,
yeah.
I don't want to embarrass you, dude, because the Stevie Wiebe that when that mic's not on, you say some of the craziest shit I've ever. When we were in Starbucks in Los Feliz the other day, you stop me if you don't want me to say this.
No, go ahead.
Okay, so we're in a crowded Starbucks in Los Feliz, and this is before the quarantine. Remember that shit?
Yeah, what did I say?
And so there's people in front of us, hipsters all behind us, and Steve just goes, dude, I was jacking off into a condom, and then I ejaculated, and then I saved it. But I'm just trying to Darkwing Duck turn into like, I'm like, oh, and everyone around there, the music stopped, everyone is listening, dude.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And you're like, and dude, it's like the best feeling because then I used it again. And I was you're going to give yourself a yeast infection.
I told Red about it.
So have you done a three-peat yet? I know you've done two.
No, I've done two.
All right.
It feels fantastic. I can't lie. Look, I've been...
It's like the silky...
I've run the gambit. I've had every kind of pocket vagina. I've had the egg, the Tanga egg. I have a black butt in my closet. I have a butt with the vagina and the butthole. I have a black, you know, that I got one off David Cho's podcast, and I've used all of it.
Do you ever eat the butt out?
No, I've put it on my bed though, and it got on top of it. Hmm. but anyway, I've done all these things, and for some reason, I don't know how I discovered that. It's because I don't know. I can't pinpoint when or why I thought of doing that. But when I did try it, I'm like,
this makes sense.
This feels freaking fantastic. And keep in mind, you're not the only one. I had a whole Goonie crowd, like the Goonies, like
you ever get
just all the dudes. And they were like, I could tell because I'm a good judge of like character. And like I know when people are putting on a front like, oh, that's disgusting, homie. But I know in the back of their mind,
they're like,
they're going to try it when they get home
tonight.
They're hating on it. Oh, dude, what? But then when they get home, because, you know, I won't mention his name. I was like kind of feeling this other guy we know from that meeting. And I was like looking at his reaction like, hey, man, I'm telling you, this it feels fantastic. You should try it. And then he's like, I could tell he was kind of on the cusp, but he was kind of more like, oh, no, that's gross. But I knew in my heart he's going to try it. Yeah, I mean.
Do you ever get so passionate that you actually start making out with the air?
What are you talking about?
Like mid sesh, you just like start like.
No, you know what the thing about? I mean, the thing about masturbation with me, it's because I've done it so much and I do it so much, especially now that I'm almost becoming like desensitized to it all. You know, I'm just like, it's almost kind of like the same way you would like mandatory take a shower. It's like, oh, it's that time again. This is the time. This is the jerk off hour. You know, oh, this is the hour where I jerk off. And I do it, and I notice that even, like, porn has a lot to do with it. And I'm noticing now that, wait a minute, there is a link with this. Like, it's actually doing something weird to my brain.
The dopamine drip.
Yeah, the dopamine. And not only that, it's like even my searches are getting more gnarlier. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Where it's like, stuff that like how would you define normal, but I'm sure like other people who masturbate and watch, they're not looking up the stuff I'm looking up. My stuff's kind of like getting darker and darker. Pretty soon it's going to be like, I don't, God knows what, but like a chick with a dick and then she, you know, and then I don't know. It might be like really weird stuff.
No, it's normal. Dude, yeah. Sexuality, the more we get normal with sexuality, the better. Sorry for
nudging you while we're talking about this on the thigh.
Dude, I...
But, yeah, mine's... It's... Look, it's going to be something like a word, space, cream pie. For some reason, it has to have... The cream pie has to be in there. That's so crazy because we're talking about shadow people and 5G and coronavirus to like my master bit. It always comes back to this, which is fine.
The center.
But people who know me from DVDASA, they know. They know what I've been through. They know all the stuff that I've done, you know? And I don't have a... this is going back to like, there's no shame. Everyone has a history. I put my shit out there. That's fine. You know, the Macau stuff is out there. That's fine. Some of the stuff, the behaviors that I've done on DVDASA are out there. That's fine. Because guess what? We're all going to croak, you know? Yeah. And whatever, man, you know? There's worse things in life, you know? Really.
It's freeing to be like, dude, because I haven't been intimate in over 16 months.
That's fine too, right? That's fine too.
The longer that it goes, I'm like, cool. It's like, whatever, dude.
In a way, that's even... It's healthy in a sense. This is another way to look at it because not only are you like saving your chi, sexual chakra, you know, you're saving that energy. it literally empower, you know, you gain strength from that. But not only that, so that's another positive way to look at it. But two, this is the kicker, is when, because I have faith that you will meet a girl soon or after this is all done, you're going to enjoy it that much more. You're going to appreciate. This is the bad thing about masturbation is you're like so used to nutting and you're like, you're just nutting. And that's a special kind of thing what I'm doing is not normal. That's meant to reproduce, you know, and people forget that, you know, but it's like, this is not normal me like nutting into this thing.
Do you have a desire to have children? Do you think you want it? I mean,
yes, no. I mean, now's not the right time to to ask that because I can't even see my girl right now because she's on lockdown with her family. But yes and no.
Yeah.
You know, I take, you know, like the same, I take pleasure in like spending time with her nieces. You know, there's something about that kids kind of could offer this purity as far as like this innocence and good vibration that nothing else can.
Yeah, dude.
Maybe an animal, like a puppy or something, but that's like something kids could like give you a different outlook on, oh, that they're looking at it like more real, you know?
Yeah, I would like to publicly thank Sam Tripoli for allowing me to be an uncle.
Sam again, you know? Man, I haven't seen him in a while.
Because I've been telling him.
I tripped out that he had, because when I saw that on Instagram, I was tripping like.
Twins.
Damn, he has kids.
Ghost and Ninja.
Has he changed since the kid? I'm sure it does something.
It's going
to
take some time. It's going to take some time. But
you'd be a good dad, by the way, too.
What I'm most impressed is that Sam just rose to the occasion, you know? And so one thing we have is he does the diapers. My buddy Damien had a daughter 18 mm-hmm. years ago. That was the last time I wiped shit out of a vagina that I didn't make. That's like, crazy. And so in my mind, I'm like, you guys do the diaper shit. I don't need to do, I'll do everything. I'll help out with everything else. Mm-hmm. But like he said, he's like, man, you just think too much. You're always thinking. And then like these babies give, like being able to, it gives me a rest from my own thoughts, you know?
That's the thing. That's the thing I think parenthood does that's not discussed a lot. I'm glad you brought that up is, because especially people like us, because I, you know, I'm not going to talk about what we're the thing we're affiliated with, the thing that keeps us sober, right?
Yeah.
Just sobriety in general, right? The thing that is based behind that is it centers in your mind, right? Alcoholism centers in your mind. It's our thoughts. They're literally our everyday thoughts, our perceptions. Having kids is a break from that.
Yeah.
It's a vacation from that, and it's so it's a relief almost. It's a relief that, oh God, finally, I'm not thinking about myself, you know? And then imagine you're a real parent. These are just kids in general, but if you're a parent, you have to provide and literally nurture and make sure this thing lives. So that's even more of a break from our own, oh my God, you know, just whatever our everyday negative thoughts are. That's great.
Yeah. It's Sam goes, he goes, I can't believe that I love them every day more. Every day more. I'm like, dude, that's exponential. That's
good for him as well. It's positive.
It's beautiful. I'm fucking happy for him. And dude, it's brought in a little bit of light to my, it's the much needed light I needed in my dark little cloud of a life. Yeah. So.
No, you're good though, man. I mean, I'm just like, even the choices you're making, look, when you do decide, whatever you decide to do, you know, because we're in a crazy time, is like, dude, there's already platform. There's people out there ready to listen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And not only from Tiger Belly, not Tiger Belly, but Tinfoil Hat. Sorry. Tinfoil Hat to this. People are ready to tune in and be like, oh, what does Ryan have to say? You know?
Yeah, and I got a lot of good ideas right now. Yeah. Sam's been giving me a lot of support and he's all about it. He's like, dude, you need your own podcast. Get your own podcast. He's been doing live streams, kind of putting it out there. I've got an idea. I definitely could do one solo, but I want to do a little secret side project with you. And so
for sure. Not only that, even if you don't want to do a podcast, there's some type of content that you could create out there. Like let's just go off the cuff right now. What if it's not even a podcast, but because you like to travel?
Yeah.
What if it's just the thing where on a weekly thing, you either go to a new destination, whether it's so, like a haunted something or a paranormal something.
Here it is.
You know what I'm saying?
So here's the idea I had.
Ryan's off the grid, Ryan's Adventures or something like that.
If this gets stolen or if it gets copyrighted, it is what it is. But I'm putting it out in the universe. The idea is called Strange.
Strange.
I go to strange places, stay with strange people, and go investigate strange things.
Dude, you don't think that would be awesome to see?
Yeah, I mean, it's been done in different formats. But
not by you. You have a certain way about... You have a certain way to.
And the way I'm envisioning, like our little like road trip, it would be like the way skate videos are. The best part of skate videos is them in the you know the van and having all the fun and the weird shit they come across.
Yeah.
So like I wanted to get, it'd be like No Reservations meets. You ever seen the skate video Beauty and the Beast?
Oh yeah.
So basically,
that's like the girl and anti-hero team. Dude. They go on that
Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, no, I tuned in. I watched that quite a bit back in the day.
So hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, but yeah, see, we're kind of running out of time. Yep. At this point, let's put that out in the universe. Whenever you're ready, people are ready to watch.
Yeah, dude, I got so much love from the last time when I was on here. So many emails and so many people.
You did?
Like,
that makes me happy.
I put out the phone number and I'll put it out again right then here. But
let's do it right now.
If you guys want to call and leave a voicemail or anything like that, it's 323-285-0663. And if you want to go to the website, it's lovebeams.com.
Okay,
spread love beams. Spreadlovebeams.com.
Wait, hold up. Say the number one more time.
And the phone number is 323-285-0663. And I'm on Instagram at nontute. It's nontute. I'm not a prostitute.
Right?
Yep. That's it. Call, leave a voicemail, everything we're talking about today. But man, I'm trying to get this amp because,
That's great. What about, so your Instagram, you have a...
Yeah, it's at nontute, nontute. Mm-hmm. I'm not a prostitute, can't be bought or sold.
Mm-hmm. And then, when do you want to do this road trip?
I say as soon as they allow us to cross borders without being quarantined.
Yeah. So what if we do it we just ignore all that and just go?
Let's do it then. the 37th parallel, baby.
How long would that take
buddies.
Us?
I'd say 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Where would we sleep? We'll get hotels or motels.
We'll just camp off. We'll go off into a little.
And then once in a while, we got to go to a Holiday Inn or something.
And get a
shower going.
Exactly. Sounds fun, right? Crazy, yeah. Imagine going to, look at, because this line right here is showing the 37th parallel. That's you. That's me.
Can we have another camera guy? Like, let's say if Ren wants to, or some a camera guy come.
Oh, yeah.
We could do that too.
Definitely.
That'd be crazy. I love you, brother.
Love you,
you're
Steve.
Always welcome here, by thank the way. You, man. Always. And thank you. Look, we're trying to figure out, I want to put this out there, we're trying to figure out how to do the Zoom thing, since as this time goes on and on and on and this pandemic keeps progressively getting worse, people aren't going to... You're a G. That's why you came. The G's come. The G's don't come either because they're so scared right now. But I'm trying to figure out another way to do this podcast without... people physically coming here. So me and Ren, before you walked in here, we're trying to figure out the whole setup and what to do, doing the Zoom thing,
plastic bubble
or something, that'd be amazing. Like a Flaming Lips concert, you know, like the Flaming Lips when they used to perform.
Exactly. Just
they'd have
the
like
in there.
Yeah, they'd have the stuffed animal or whatever, and then the bubble that went going in. So we do have a Patreon attached to the show. We have a lot of new patrons. So thanks to me doing the latest Tiger Belly. Patreon.com/Stevie Weeby. I want to go through all the new ones. Mary Ann Mendez, Kermit Mahones, David Paravijo, Jorgen, Jordan Shekelstein, Tom First Studio, Kresh Hanzo, also Fusto, Connor Doherty, Jordan Nelson, Jason Bush, Andy Fanny, Randall Simone, Nikolai Lindy, Victor Amari, Jennifer Lai, Vinny, David Cho with a CHO, Andy Parent, Janelle Carter, Scientific Woman, Andrew Lamavaya, Ewan Preston, and the newest one today, Mitsa Q-Tab. We have a website also if you want to pick up a shirt or anything like that, just to stay in touch with the show, and with, you know, see all the merch, stevieweebyshow.com. Instagram's at QUANGOU. Shout out to all the peoples that actually have bought my EP as well. There's too many to list, but I thank each and every one of y'all for actually supporting the EP. It's called Ode to My Pops. It's at stevieweebybandcamp.com. New music video too. I want to thank y'all for checking that out. Goodbye Balloon. It's doing really well. So thanks for checking that out. There's no Little Ray's World this week, but it's every other week, so he'll be back soon. If you wanted to send stuff to the P.O. Box, send your stuff to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California, 90093. Give me an elbow. With that being said, we're out of here.